This is Bruce Marable from Employee Cycle, the HR analytics dashboard for small and medium companies. Since we already host an HR podcast, we thought the best way we could provide value is to share interviews about how HR and business leaders are trying to reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this coronavirus public health crisis. Please listen to the following interviews, and we hope that it helps you and your company. Thank you so much for taking time during this public health crisis to help your fellow HR leaders and business leaders understand what you're doing to help your employees during this process, and then also help them think about things that they can do as well. So what I'm going to do is ask you some rapid fire questions, and then we'll get into some more in-depth questions.
Great.
All right. So your name, title, and company name.
My name's Becky Garrick. I'm the VP of Human Resources at Digital River.
All right. And the headcount of your company?
We have just under 700 employees globally.
All right. And your industry?
We are an e-commerce software and service provider.
And your location?
And I'm based in our headquarters in Minnesota.
And did you have any existing remote employees?
We actually have 20 offices worldwide, but also we have a small number of employees that were already working remotely, yes.
Got it. So this is interesting with an international workforce, especially as the crisis has been unevenly spread throughout the world. So really curious, what was your initial employee response plan and what do you believe was working?
Well, we were very well prepared as a relatively small organization in having a business continuity plan and specifically a pandemic plan within that. And we have a dedicated crisis management team in place. So just before our employees returned in our Taipei office, just before they returned to the office after Chinese New Year, we started responding to questions that we were getting, because obviously this has spread. And so we have been meeting regularly and responding to this as we've needed to on a country by country basis. And we went working from home in our Taipei office and our other Asian offices immediately following Chinese New Year. And we've seen that progress then across the globe now.
Is there anything in your employee response plan that you thought was going to work, but it did not?
I think the surprising thing for us was just really the speed. And I think it's not necessarily the plan itself, is that you just can't predict every single situation. So the plan, it was more US centric, because this is where our headquarters is. And I think as a result of that, we were maybe slower to respond and understand the severity of the situation for our Asian colleagues.
And you hinted to this already, but are there any other things that really surprised you during this crisis?
I mean, the fact, obviously, that the speed and at which it has changed and the severity of it across the globe. We've had to, obviously, with other employees and employers as well, react to things that are changing on an hour-by-hour basis. And the fact that we have 20 offices across the globe, we have to respond to things that are happening, what's happening on the ground within those countries. So staying very close to the leaders in those offices and understanding what's happening on the ground. We're having daily crisis management team calls now, which includes the crisis management team, the executive team, and the local leadership teams from each of the offices to understand what is actually happening on the ground at that point. I think things have changed so quickly, and being able to respond quickly enough and communicate out when things are changing on an hour-by-hour basis is very, very difficult.
How are your employees responding?
Our employees are being absolutely amazing. I've just got off of our all-employee meeting, and our CEO finished us by commending them all. Everybody is pulling together. They're doing their best. They're all dealing with different and difficult situations at home with children at home, being concerned for, you know, family, other family members or elderly family members. And everybody is really just doing their best, and both for their families and for themselves and for the organization.
There doesn't seem to be a one-size-fits-all solution to help all your employees, since some of them may be isolated by themselves. Some of them are dealing with the new normal of having their kids at home throughout the day without any additional childcare, so they're trying to watch them while also get their work done. Some of them are really stressed out or have maybe challenges with anxiety or depression or mental health issues. Other people are actually dealing with this in real time because maybe themselves or friends or family or have actually been tested positive or directly affected from this and are sick. So how are you dealing with, and then other people just want to be engaged and feel connected to the company. So how are you dealing with all of those things? And is it a way to customize it, or is it more about just trying to help as many people as possible in a more general way?
We're approaching it in two ways. One is broader communications to all employees. So emails, we just did a Teams all employee meeting, and we're going to have those more regularly with Q&A so that we can have more open and honest conversations at a broad scale. But also the HR team are working very closely with all of our managers to enable them and support them and give them the information that they need to help those individuals when they ask those specific questions. So when it's, you know, I just can't work because I have two children under five and I need to work, flex my hours or work less hours, or, you know, I'm caring for somebody at home who has been diagnosed, and, you know, how do I get health support? We're working very closely with the managers on that, so that they are our front line really with their employees, and encouraging them to communicate and check in regularly on a daily basis with their employees, so that we know how everybody's doing and what we can do to support them.
Now, we're seeing smaller companies, maybe 50, 100 employees, doing things like virtual happy hours or trying to do fun things, maybe yoga classes together. At 700 employees, that's a lot of people. So is there even room to do those type of more fun and engaging things, or it's really about crisis management at this time?
We're actually encouraging teams to do smaller group happy hours. And that's certainly working in our offices, for example, in the UK, where we have just 40 employees. So they had a happy hour just for that office. So that works much better. We're looking at for a larger office in Minnetonka to doing maybe some breakout sessions that will be smaller. So a quiz or bingo. Those types of things, so that we can keep up that social interaction as well. And we're reaching out and just asking our employees, what do they want? And what have they used? Because we have a very technically savvy workforce who are out there using and learning new things. So what can we learn from them and lean on them as well?
Okay. And one tip that you could provide for any fellow HR people ops leader into how to help continue reduce stress and anxiety with their employee base?
I think we've been focusing very much on trying to give people certainty in very uncertain times. So whether that is just managers keeping up their regular one-to-ones, their regular team meetings, things that will be normal. It might be the all-employee meeting with the CEO, you know, giving a status of the business, ensuring that people understand that, you know, the business is doing well and that their jobs are secure, all the way to, you know, individual conversations with managers in just, you know, reiterating the support that the organization has for those individuals. So, yeah, that's our focus is on trying to give some certainty in uncertain times.
Becky, thanks so much for taking time out of your extremely busy schedule trying to help your own employees by providing insight to helping other HR leaders and business leaders figure out how they can do the same. We hope you, your family, and your team stay safe and stay healthy during this time, and really, really appreciate you taking the time to do this. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bruce.
If this interview helped you, please send to all the HR and business leaders in your network, since we're all looking for some reassurance, some guidance, and a sense of community. Stay tuned for more episodes by subscribing to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcast episodes. Or you could also check in at employeecycle.com/podcast to get more interviews like this. Please stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you soon.